or 6 o'clock. If they could get him back into the hospital, they could uncouple his implanted computer and stop the progression series. Then they could sedate him and wait a few days before relinking him to a new set of terminals. They'd obviously chosen the wrong electrodes the first time around. That was a risk they accepted in advance. It was an acceptable risk because they expected to have a chance to correct any error. But that opportunity was no longer there. They had to get him back. A simple problem with a relatively simple solution. Check Benson's known haunts. After reviewing his chart, they'd all set out to different places. Ross was going to his house on Laurel. Ellis was going to a strip joint called the Jackrabbit Club, where Benson often went. Morris was going to Autotronics, Inc., in Santa Monica, where Benson was employed. Morris had called the president of the firm, who was coming to the offices, to open them up for him. They would check back in an hour or so to compare notes and progress. A simple plan, and one she thought unlikely to work. But there wasn't much else to do. She parked her car in front of Benson's house and walked up the slate path to the front door. It was ajar. From inside, she could hear the sound of laughter and giggles. She knocked and pushed it open. "Hello?" No one seemed to hear. The giggles came from somewhere at the back of the house. She stepped into the front hallway. She had never seen Benson's house, and she wondered what it was like. Looking around, she realized she should have known. From the outside, the house was an ordinary ranch-style house, as unremarkable in its appearance as Benson himself. But the inside looked like the drawing rooms of Louis XVI. Graceful, antique chairs and couches, tapestries on the walls, bare hardwood floors. "Anybody home?" she called. Her voice echoed through the house. There was no answer, but the laughter continued. She followed the sound toward the rear. She came into the kitchen. Antique gas stove, no oven, no dishwasher, no electric blender, no toaster. No machines, she thought. Benson had built himself a world without any sort of modern machine in it. The kitchen window looked out onto the back of the house. There was a small patch of lawn and a swimming pool, all perfectly ordinary and modern. Benson's ordinary exterior again. The backyard was bathed in greenish light from the underwater pool lights. In the pool, two girls were laughing and splashing. She went outside. The girls were oblivious to her arrival. They continued to splash and shriek happily. They wrestled with each other in the water. She stood on the pool deck and said, "Anybody home?" They noticed her then and moved apart from each other.
"Looking for Harry?" one of them said.
"Yes."
"You a cop?"
"I'm a doctor."
One of the girls got out of the pool lithely and began toweling off. She wore a brief red bikini.
"You just missed him," the girl said. "But we weren't supposed to tell the cops. That's what he said."
She put one leg on a chair to dry it with the towel. Ross realized the move was calculated, seductive, and directed toward her.
"When did he leave?"
"Just a few minutes ago."
"How long have you been here?"